Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1903, Bill Warner became the first rural mail carrier from Medford, Oregon. He used a bicycle in the summer or a horse-drawn, two-wheeled cart. When rain turned the roads to mud, Warner carried the mail on horseback. Folks living in town still had to go to the post office to get their mail. It wasn't until 1907 that city mail delivery began, and Raleigh Beach became the first carrier in town. In the 1920s, Warner became postmaster, and Beach was his assistant. A decade of drama followed for the Medford Postal Service. In October 1923, the D'Autremont brothers blew up a mail rail car and killed four people at Tunnel 13 in the Siskiyou Mountains. In the weeks that followed, Beach ran the post office while Warner drove inspectors following leads thousands of miles in his old Dodge. More drama arrived when the Ku Klux Klan mailed anonymous letters warning people of necktie parties or hangings. Later, an embezzler stole over $9,000 in post office money. When Medford became Oregon's first airmail stop in 1926, Miller and Beach were there to launch the new way of delivering the U.S. mail. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.